Years ago, on a midsummer day, a man named Nick was working on a train crew. His assignment was to tend to a malfunctioning refrigerator boxcar. Well, he accidentally found himself locked inside the refrigerator section. He had no means of opening the door from inside. The rest of the crew, you see, had gone home early that day, and Nick's frantic plea to get someone's attention failed. Now, he had been a worrier all his life, usually fearing the worst. And that would prove to be his downfall, as he imagined being found frozen to death the next morning. Wanting to let his wife and kids know what happened, he began using a knife to carve his thoughts on the wooden floor. The words said, "It's cold. I feel my body getting numb. Ugh, if I could just go to sleep. These might be my last words." The next day, he was found dead. The autopsy showed every physical sign of having been frozen to death. Upon inspection, the crew noticed that the temperature, because of the malfunctioning unit, was holding steady at 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, this story is gloomy, but the lesson has power. What is your boxcar? You may not tell yourself that the temperature is too cold, but perhaps you've convinced yourself that your glory days are over. Maybe life didn't deal you a winning hand. Others get the breaks, but not you. You have nothing special to offer the world. Life is hard, love is harder, and money, it's scarce. You're not talented enough, good enough, or smart enough. God is unjust. Do you catch yourself thinking any of these? The man in the freezer told himself a story. And because he wholeheartedly believed it, the story became a self-fulfilling prophecy. Belief? Oh, belief is one of the most powerful tools in your toolbox. Take a look around you. Look at your friendships. Look at your environment. Anything present can be traced back to the stories that you've concocted through the years. Every part of your life is created by your thoughts. Limited thinking births limited results. Your life is a story, my friend. It's playing out in real time as you read this. You are the main character, and you are the scriptwriter. Many of us don't stop long enough to look at our own life script with scrutiny. Most accept it by default. You can rewrite your script. You can change the story that you invented. Those old stories and beliefs and thoughts, they set into motion the life that you have now. What great news this is. I mean, God gave you free choice. He gave you the ability to craft your own story, to insist, "I will not freeze to death." Change your story. You do have what it takes. Your glory days, they're only beginning. Life and love were designed to be simple, not hard. Others, yeah, they get breaks, but so do you. And yes, you are talented and good enough. My prayer is that you get it, that you really get it. Get the power your mind holds over your life. I want your success. Do not let the state of affairs hold hostage your state of being. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this day count.